Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
We have more of the Welsh's top pitching prospects up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Saturday, December 17th. I am a very festive Frank Sample, joined by a very festive Welsh. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. Last week, we talked about his top 5 pitching prospects in Dynasty Leagues. I'll just quickly recap those. Grayson Rodriguez from the Orioles, Andrew Painter from the Phillies, Ricky Tiedemann from the Blue Jays, Yuri Perez from the Marlins, and Kyle Harrison from the Giants. How about we give you 5 more? And we're going to start with 2 Cleveland Guardians prospects, Gavin Williams and Daniel Espino. Gavin Williams, big body, 6'6", ridiculous numbers. Daniel Espino, huge strikeout upside, but has been dealing with some injuries, only made 4 starts this past season. Welsh, why do you have Gavin Williams over Daniel Espino?
Well, there's a consistency. I mean, you kind of put it out there right now. I think if Daniel Espino had not suffered the injuries that he had and was able to 90% repeat what he had been doing, at least on track for, I think we would be talking about him in the top 3 overall pitchers right now. It's a big, dominant fastball that he can move around. This is a power pitcher. This is a big power pitcher where all secondaries are going to just play into this big power, or you could just say the big fastball is going to set up even the average secondaries to do big stuff. And there's a lot of movement. I mean, this is a big spin guy as well, but the injuries have you a little bit concerned. So is there a risk that there could be relief in the future? Yes. We just talked about this on the full show for Fantasy Baseball Today of what is a pitching prospect overall? That's always a big question. Gavin Williams does have the floor. He's a big bodied guy. Physically, these guys look very different. 250, 6'6 for Gavin Williams. It's a big power curveball that's put in with a fastball that he sets up. He's been working on a changeup. This is a relative four pitch pitcher who had a sub-2 ERA this past season. Almost 150 strikeouts, a sub-1 whiff, and he did this in his first professional season moving 2 levels. And he was able to end and dominate at AA with a 2.31 ERA. So I think he checked every single box. I think the floor with solid upside exists with Gavin Williams, but I do think the sky's the limit with Daniel Espino. But I would like an Espino, not 1-for-1, maybe closer actually, but like an Alex Reyes. You know, Alex Reyes was almost a unanimous #1 overall starting pitching prospect with a big power fastball and slider that I think it could go the same direction. Could it all fall apart by injury after injury stacked? Yes, it could with Espino, but if everything comes together, Espino has the ability and I think the work ethic overall to make this work. So it just depends. It's kind of your flavor. You know, do you want to play the big upside? Go with Espino. You're going to get enough upside, but you get a massive floor with Gavin Williams. Really 2 great options to choose from.
All right, next up on this list, we see Hunter Brown from the Astros had a breakout year, and he did it all at the PCL, 2.55 ERA, 1.08 whip, 23 games, 14 starts. And that's what I want to ask you about here, Welsh. I think that he can make an impact this season, Hunter Brown. I just don't know, is it going to be consistently in the rotation? Is he going to be a swing man? Is he going to bounce back and forth? What are you thinking with Hunter Brown?
Yeah, I think you're bringing up all the right questions that you have to have because, you know, Baby Verlander, as they call him, emulated him in many ways and has the same kind of pitching motion, dominated in the minor leagues, big strikeout numbers, has got 3 big pitches, curveball, slider, fastball. He looks phenomenal. And the team seems to be bought in. There's been some trade rumors out there that may have involved him. But I think this team in a lot of different ways. injuries could push them into a six-man rotation, which works well for him because it limits the innings. There's also a guy or two, and I think we talked about it, Luis Garcia, that what if they even make that move to push him in to the bullpen? Or maybe they just switch off midseason. I think they need to get Hunter Brown going. I think they want to get Hunter Brown going. He is a core piece. He's everything that they wanted out of Forrest Whitley, except you have consistency, you have command, and you don't have consistent injuries. The only consistency with Forrest Whitley is he is hurt every single year and cannot finish and cannot, you know, do anything really right. Unfortunately, Hunter Brown is the exact opposite of that. He's the type of pitcher that you bank on. And I think they could press it a little bit light early on, but I think towards the back end of half of the season, we're going to be looking at Hunter Brown as the guy in this rotation. Hopefully, unless they haven't moved him in a big trade, which, like I said, there are some rumors and that might tell us a lot as well.
Last two names we're going to talk about here today, Brandon Pfaadt from the Diamondbacks. If you're trying to figure out how to spell that, that's P-F-A-A-D-T, the last name there, Brandon Pfaadt. And the last one will be Taj Bradley from the Tampa Bay Rays. Welsh, there's a lot of hype right now, a lot of excitement about Brandon Pfaadt, who has crazy strikeout upside. He's 24 years old, could make an impact as soon as this season. Maybe Taj Bradley as well later on in the year. Not sure that he has the same upside as some of these other pitchers that we talked about, predominantly fastball cutter. I still like him quite a bit, but man, Brandon Pfaadt is someone that people are very excited about.
Yeah, and I want to make the focus on him for a minute because I've made him as a top 10 overall pitcher, as you can see on my minor league SPs, and this is a big deal. It's a riding, sinking fastball. He's got a mid-90s on the fastball, great slider that bites. I mean, this guy's got multiple pitches, a fading changeup. And this past season, he led all the minor leagues in strikeouts, 218. He's the only minor league pitcher to do so. He had a 30% K percentage with a 25.9 walk minus K percentage. That means it's like a 4% walk rate, which is phenomenal. 1.78 walk per nine with almost a 12 K per nine. Those are crazy numbers. And he dominated in the PCL. This is something. Brandon Pfaadt is on a high rise. I don't think people have caught quite up. And if I'm in a dynasty league, I'm going to go click. I'm going to type in P-F-A-A-D-T. Remember, P-F-A-A-D-T. I'm going to see who owns him, and I'm going to give him a little ring and maybe a little trade offer and try to get me some Brandon Pfaadt for the 2023 season.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Tuesday morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.